From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues these studies in the law of God, Dr. Cairns is focusing on the foundation of the Ten Commandments. In giving Moses his law, God said, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." This self-revelation is reason enough for man's obedience to the law of God. As the creator and sustainer of all life, God has the authority and the right to demand obedience of his creatures. We've seen that every man is obligated to obey God, but those who have received special blessing are under an increased obligation, particularly nations and individuals to whom God has given the privilege of gospel truth. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite you to listen to this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 48. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. The head and members are of one nature, and not like that monstrous image which Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. The head was of fine gold, but the belly and thighs were of brass, the legs of iron, and the feet part of iron and part of clay. Christ's mystical body is no absurd combination of opposites. The members were mortal, and therefore Jesus died. The glorified head is immortal, and therefore the body is immortal too, for thus the record stands, "Because I live, ye shall live also." As is our loving head, such is the body and every member in particular. A chosen head and chosen members, an accepted head and accepted members, a living head and living members. If the head be pure gold, all the parts of the body are of pure gold also. Thus is there a double union of nature as a basis for the closest communion. Pause here, devout soul, and see if thou canst without ecstatic amazement contemplate the infinite condescension of the Son of God in thus exalting thy wretchedness into blessed union with his glory. Thou art so mean that in remembrance of thy mortality thou mayest say to corruption, "Thou art my father," and to the worm, "Thou art my sister." And yet in Christ thou art so honored that thou canst say to the Almighty, "Abba, Father," and to the incarnate God, "Thou art my brother and my husband." Surely if relationships to ancient and noble families make men think highly of themselves, we have whereof to glory over the heads of them all. Let the poorest and most despised believer lay hold upon this privilege. Let not a senseless indolence make him negligent to trace his pedigree, and let him suffer no foolish attachment to present vanities to occupy his thoughts, to the exclusion of this glorious, this heavenly honor of union with Christ.
Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
What made the difference between, say, Russia and America? What made the difference? And despite what the right-wing politicians want you to believe, it wasn't Ronald Reagan. And I am not saying that to denigrate Mr. Reagan, but he did not make the difference. What really made the difference? After all, Russia was a great nation when this wasn't even a nation. So what made the difference? I'll tell you what made the difference. The gospel of Jesus Christ. As Dr. Bob Sr. used to preach, and I've heard this from him on radio, what marks this nation as different from every other nation on earth at this moment is that this is a nation that was born by and through and for the gospel. And that is what has given it the blessings that it enjoys, the liberty, the prosperity. These have come from the Lord. And yet Americans tonight are using the very blessings that the gospel of grace has given to this nation to spit in the face of God, to break His law, to blaspheme His truth, to trample the blood of His Son beneath their feet. And I want to tell you, what God has done for America only increases its obligations. What God has done for you, even who reject Him, because of your knowledge of the gospel and because He has surrounded you, however unwilling you may be to be surrounded, He has surrounded you with so many influences of the gospel. Those things only emphasize your obligation to obey God. This is even more so of those who are genuinely saved. I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Why did God save you? Now, there are many answers to that question. Many people want you to believe once you're saved, you can forget the Ten Commandments. Don't you believe it? One word of the Bible is worth a volume or 10,000 volumes of man. And listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 105, verse 43 and 45. He brought forth His people with joy and His chosen with gladness, that they might observe His statutes and keep His laws. Is that plain? Can anybody argue with that? I have redeemed you in order that you should observe My statutes and keep My laws. Isn't that what He's saying here at the beginning of the Ten Commandments? The preamble is to the whole ten. And what the Lord is saying here is, I am the Lord which have redeemed you. Therefore, then He gives the Ten Commandments. Think of this. Because the Lord has redeemed you by His grace and power, you should acknowledge Him and no other as your God. It's the first commandment. And the second is, because the Lord has redeemed you and brought you out of Egypt by signs and wonders, but without any visible or physical manifestations of Himself, you shall not pollute the worship of God with any man-made images or conceptions of deity, or liken God to anything in heaven, in earth, or in what's under the earth. The third commandment is, because the Lord has redeemed you with His mighty demonstrations of holiness and power, you must never profane the name of the Lord your God. And because the Lord has delivered you out of the slavery of the house of bondage, you must observe His Sabbath rest. I've referred to the family. In the Ten Commandments, the fifth commandment is the most, or one of the most overt references to it. Because the Lord has redeemed you and spared, and this is something would have been in the mind of all the children of Israel, and redeeming you, spared your firstborn on that terrible night when the angel of death went through the land of Egypt. You shall count the bond between children and their parents as part of God's sacred covenant. Because the Lord has brought you out of bondage and has given you life, you shall not unlawfully take the life of any other man. Because the Lord has bought you out of slavery and made you His servants in holiness, you shall not pollute or enslave yourselves by lust and immorality. Because the Lord has redeemed you and endowed you as His people, and He has given you richly all His great provision, you shall not steal the property of another. Because the Lord, in redeeming you, has sealed his grace with his oath, I am the Lord, swearing by himself because he could swear by none greater. You shall make his truth the sentinel of all your words and all your witness. The 10th commandment is because the Lord has redeemed you and has endowed you with his rich provision. You shall be content with such things as are lawfully yours and shall not covet what belongs to another. You see how it all hangs together? It all flows from this one thing. I am the Lord who has redeemed you. That's why the Lord writes his law on the hearts of his saints. As soon as he saves you, he writes his law on your heart. When I hear these preachers saying that Christians have no obligation to the law of God, I wonder, why was God so foolish then in regenerating them to write his law on their heart? If the law has nothing to do with a Christian, it's the most plain reference that God could give, that he has redeemed us to observe his statutes and keep his laws. We sometimes sing the old gospel hymn, Free from the Law, O Happy Condition. That's a great hymn if you understand it biblically. There's no joy in living a lawless life. If you're living a lawless life, I want to tell you, you're a miserable wretch. If you're living a lawless life, you're as miserable as the devil, the world, and sin can make you. Free from the law, for a Christian, is free not from its obligation. For it's written on her heart. It's the joy of a Christian to obey God. But it's free from its condemnation. Now put all this together. God commands us. God has the right to command us. Every one of us has the inescapable obligation to obey him. And that obligation is strengthened by every special blessing he has given us. Therefore, failure to obey the Lord is the gravest possible crime. You remember what the Lord said through Hosea the prophet? One of the great lamentations of the Old Testament in Hosea chapter 8 and verse 12. I have written unto him the great things of my law, and they were counted as a strange thing. Yet that's the most frequently committed, the most universal crime in America tonight. It's a crime that God marks right across this congregation even. I have written, says God, unto you, the great things of my law, and you have counted them as a strange thing. What a crime. What a crime to stand before your God and say, Lord, I received your law. I dismissed it. I despised it. I rejected it. I cursed it. I want you tonight to recognize something. Soon this little time will be over. The day of life will run its course. Your sun will set very soon in the western sky. Your soul is going to wing its way into God's eternity, divested of all your notions of grandeur and of all your delusions and all your false refuges. You're going to stand before God. Tell me, my friend, are you going to stand before him as a lawbreaker, a law rejecter? a law hater? What a condemnation. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into heaven, but, says Jesus, he that doeth the will of my Father. What then shall a sinner do? Think of this. A sinner must obey God's law. Yet a sinner doesn't obey God's law. And furthermore, he cannot obey God's law. And even if suddenly he could obey God's law, it wouldn't wipe out the guilt of the life of sin that he's lived up until now. So what will a sinner do? I have set before you God's commandments, his right to command, your obligation to obey. Now I've got to be honest. That law which is ordained unto life, it will rise up against you in condemnation, for you haven't obeyed it, you're not obeying it, and so depraved are you that you can't obey it. Is there no hope? Must sinners perish forever? Praise God, there's hope. This is why the Bible's written. There's hope. I think of the words of the wise woman of Tekoa when she was prevailing on David to bring back his banished son. She said, for we must needs die, and there is water spilled upon the ground which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person. Yet, and this is one of the loveliest sentences in all of literature, and especially in all of God's Word. Yet doth he devise means whereby his banished be not expelled from him. There's the hope.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.